T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beyond Steph Curry's career, beyond Steph Curry's prime, right? I mean, he's right. Yes, he's thinking about the next couple of seasons, but, you know, Chase Center's still going to be there in 2028, 2032. So ideally, their thought process would be, you know, win with Wiseman and Curry and then hand over the keys to Wiseman, who Jalen Suggs, whoever we're talking about with the Minnesota pick. And you're you basically have the Spurs contention window, but you do it with a more sparkling brand. I think a lot of it's going to depend on the rest of this rookie season from Wiseman. You know, he's got a lot to prove, you know, for his value on the market, but also to the Warriors. Do they believe he can be a winning component next season? Where does the Minnesota pick land? And then who's available, right? I mean, is Joe Lake taking this mega swing, like I said, for Bradley Beal? No, but like, let's say Giannis or something like that. Like, of course, they'll always go big game hunting, but I'm just not sure the big fish is going to be, you know, there for them to go hunt.
Yeah, Anthony, I got to tell you, I was shocked that the team won without Draymond last game. And then also his last game, we saw what he did at the podium. And I got to ask you, do you know when he hurt this ankle or what's going on?
This is just kind of the state of Draymond Green's body. I'm not in locker rooms this year, but even last year, the year before, you go in post game, it's like you didn't see an ankle tweak, you didn't see a knee tweak, but he's got ice packs all over his body, shoulder, you know, knee, ankle. That's just kind of where he's at. I was surprised that it showed up as an ankle and not the knee, because considering what we saw in the game before when he's clutching at his knee and on the ground for about a minute. But he's just a little bit beat up. That's kind of the concern on the 4-year deal with Draymond, is how is his body going to age? But, you know, he's just a basketball player who his ankle always is kind of sore.
Draymond's comments about the Andre Drummond situation and how they're icing him for 6 weeks. How did that land with you, and what's been the ripple effect, not only throughout the locker room, but the league in general, about his comments in the postgame?
I understood the double standards that he's talking about and kind of the rhetoric that is out there. We oftentimes do kind of take an organization first, an ownership approach when we discuss situations like that. But there's also, you know, employee-employer relationship. From what I've heard, you know, talking to people around the league, particularly those who know the details of the Cleveland situation, their thought was like, Draymond is correct to be standing up for players, but the Drummond situation is unique in itself. He is kind of pouting over there in Cleveland, and he's getting $28 million. He's probably going to get either traded or bought out and probably find himself a better situation. So it might not have been the best example to go off about, but clearly that was something Draymond was harboring and something he's thought about a bunch. And, I mean, the reality is Draymond is trying to take a much more active voice media-wise, potentially, you know, maybe he'll be part of the players' union, the player leadership. And this is just him taking his next step towards that. I mean, we've seen him with Turner. We've seen him on CNN. This is Draymond Green is going to be speaking for athletes for the next probably 30 years, essentially. And he's just starting or continuing to do that, I should say.
Yeah, you could have stopped after Draymond Green's going to continue to speak.
Yep.
Hey, Anthony, thanks so much for joining us, man. What's that?
I said, I enjoy it. I mean, like, trust me, when Draymond Green hops on those Zooms, I'm like, oh, I better get punchy. All right, I got questions I need to ask. He is by far the most entertaining guy to talk to.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is he'll give you passion without, like, getting mad at you or being pissed off. It's just, you know, he just says it like it is. He's a good guy to have to cover, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, thank you so much. Really enjoying your work this year. Keep it up.
All right, fellas.
All right, Anthony Slater, Warriors and NBA insider. Big, he says it. Joe Lacob's always goo. He's always going to go big game hunting.
Looking for
kind of like the Trump kids in Africa. You know what I mean? Exactly. Big elephants. Boy, that big game's a little easier to get, though. You know, how tough is that to get your big game in Senegal, Dibs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Have to follow up.
Yeah, I mean.
I was out of that.
Yeah, that's, you know.
I'm not a big game hunter. I don't believe in it, in, you know, the actual species.
Choke artist.
Yeah. You're not a believer of any hunting or fishing, as far as I know. I mean, for you to don some gear and go out with a weapon with the intent to bring down another living being, I can't see that, Steiny.
Just name the being. I can tell you yes or no. Name the
a deer, because I'm a deer hunter.
Oh yeah, you can drill a deer.
Okay.
No, but you.
Yeah.
Oh no,
you couldn't drill a deer.
No, I wouldn't kill a deer.
Fish in a barrel.
I'll tell you what. I'd take a shot at a quail. For sure. I mean, no. Seriously. Dibs, did you know Goo is a deer hunter, by the way? He's a legit hunter.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind, Goo being a deer hunter. I just don't, like, come on. Don't be killing a lion or a tiger or an elephant. I'm even going to put a bison and elk in there. I mean, don't be killing. Come on. You know what I'm saying? All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. You heard Anthony Slater. Joe Lacob's always going to consider a big move. Where are you with the Golden State Warriors if you're a Warrior fan? Are you saying slow and steady wins the race? Let's not act bold. Or are you saying, is there somebody out there we could get?
What's the IDK? I don't know.
Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Zach LaVine, or any of those guys catching your eye for the Warriors to get? We're going to talk more about it on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I like this.
It's your birthday.
Beat. Hey, give it to me. Watched the movie last night. Give it to me.
5 days in Miami. One night in Miami.
No, Judas and the Black Messiah.
Ooh, I'll be quiet and I'll let you give me your Siskel and Ebert.
So you haven't seen it, Goo?
Of course I've seen it. I wanted your take.
It was good. It was good. It was. It's unsettling. Yeah, you start thinking about the nefarious things. It's about Fred Hampton, Dibs, Black Panther out of Chicago that was targeted, let's just say,
in a big way.
And it was. I'd recommend it.
Hell yeah!
Did you like it, Goo?
I loved it, but it's just real quick here. It's just bothersome how people can be treated like cattle. And what they did to that family in that house, not to spoil it, Steiny, it just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
damn.
I do.
Wow, man. How cold can you be? That's all.
Yeah. It's sobering, sobering movie if you're into that kind of thing. We're talking Golden State Warriors. And, you know, Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game Insider, said something that caught my eye about. He said, of course. What the Warriors are going to do? Do they slow play it and try to let Wiseman get experience, or do they try to make a big move? And Slater said, "You know Joe Lacob; he's always going to go big game hunting." And so, I guess my question is, what's considered big game in the NBA? Like, is Bradley Beal big game or not quite? What do you think, Dibs? And what is big game in real life? Like an animal
deer
with a certain amount of size? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah,
doing?
Elk. Yeah, elk. Deer.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Lion, elephant. I mean, any animal. I would say that's bigger than you. Moose. Big game hunting. Absolutely. If you know that to me is where it, like a deer. Not big game hunting. Even though deer.
Oh.
I don't think a deer would be, quote, big game hunting. Now, if you're getting like a 5-point buck,
yeah,
maybe that qualifies. But, you know.
What about like a Bradley big Beal, Great Dane?
That would not be. That's,
no. No.
That ain't even game. Yeah.
All right. Well, making the analogy.
Hunting dog? That's.
Yeah. It's just a show.
Like a St. Bernard? You know.
Whoa. Yeah. Michael, yeah,
well, I tell you what. They got thick fur, though, so.
Newfoundland, probably... it's an easy hunt. Just throw down half a hot dog and the thing will come running over.
By the way, please don't shoot a quail if you're out there. Apparently it's a California state bird and can't do that. So respect the quail. So Bradley Beal, not quite big game?
Yes, it's big game. It kind of depends on what you have to give up. If you're giving up Minnesota's protected 1-3 pick and a future star, possible star on whom you just used a number 2 pick and another player. If that's what it takes to acquire this player, then he's big game. If it's multiple picks and or players for one, yeah, you're acquiring big game.
See, and if you're averaging 30 points a game, Stoney, you got to have big game. That's Bradley Beal to me. That's an all-star type caliber player.
Yeah, I think I'm with Slater in, I would say Joel Embiid's big game and Beal's not quite there. I would entertain some moves for Embiid. I'm not sure I would entertain the same kind of package for a Beal, but it's something Joe Lacob, I'm sure, is considering, and we'll see. What about here's a name I threw out there. There's a team that maybe undergoing some changes. Is Pascal Siakam big game? Would you give up Wiseman and a pick for Siakam? 27. He's 27.
Wow. You know what, Dibs? I love Siakam, but I wouldn't do it, Stoney, because I've seen some things to where I was like, you know what? You were awesome when you had Kawhi. But when you need to be the Kawhi, and it's no shame in this, I'm starting to see some things where, oh, you need help. So I'm holding on to the 7-foot-1 rookie, Dibs. I would say no to that. And it would be a close no, but yeah.
It just depends on the price. If it's, Wiseman and Wiggins for Siakam, or Wiseman and the expiring Oubre actually would be an even more appetizing for me. Or, if, you know, ideally it would just be Oubre and the Minnesota pick. But that wouldn't be enough, I don't think, to get Siakam. So if it were, as we have a hypothetical Friday, if it were Oubre Jr. before the deadline, before Nash jumps in with, he'll be a free agent, you'll cancel that, he'll do bird rights, and he's right, and I'm just making five cards on my Nash, all right. I like that. But if I could get Siakam for Oubre Jr. and Wiseman, I would do that, because you still would have the Minnesota pick, and you know, and Oubre Jr. is probably going to bounce anyway, so at least you kind of get something for him. And Siakam, Goo, with Draymond, Steph, and Clay, all of a sudden I think he gets the help that he needs to be the player that he was in Toronto.
I'm sorry, Dibs. I'm sorry about that. Did you hear the phone ring?
No, the phone didn't ring.
Oh, no. Okay, good. Mine rang in the
Were you
background.
Doing the phone bit, or did your phone actually ring?
No, this
ring?
Was real.
Dad calling me again in the middle of a show.
You got to hit him back. That's why he keeps calling.
You want to take over for the next 15 minutes?
Nah.
Exactly.
You got to give him the actual – you got to have your dad call at 888-957-9570.
There we go.
Thank you.
Please don't do that.
I got it. Yellow.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, yeah. Well, no, he didn't answer because he's doing a show, yeah. Yeah. I'll let him know. Yeah. Really appreciate you calling, for sure. All right, we'll have you on the show again soon.
Give it to me.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Mr. Steiny's dad. Told him that you're doing a show, Stoney.
Mr. Steiny's dad.
See, appreciate it.
I just saw the Howard Stern movie. If we were at that status, you could call your dad.
28 years ago?
Yeah, you could call your dad right now and talk to him.
I know I could.
On air. You know, you would have that juice. Well, maybe we could, but it might be bad. You know what I mean?
Guru, heat Matthew.
Guru, he could, oh my God, that is a 5. Do that
Thank
one more
you.
Time.
Hey, Matthew.
That's 5.
How many?
The problem, well, Drew, is he.
We were the athletes.
A couple expletives need to follow to really make it authentic. You know,
not the greatest filter in the world does my father have. Let's put it that way. This from Conrad David Byrne. That's why I thought of the movie last night, Goo. Comrade is what the Black Panthers called each other. But I follow. He follows me on Twitter. He says, keep the hand we have. Remember when we almost traded Clay and Barnes for Kevin Love? He says, oof. Wiseman's off limits to me unless it's a trade for Embiid or Gobert. And I don't think Utah's doing anything with Gobert, obviously, right now with them playing well. But the Golden State Warriors embark on a four-game road trip. The good news is these are winnable games. The Magic, the Hornets, the Knicks, and the Pacers. Little piece of bad news, no James Wiseman, no Kevon Looney tonight, and Draymond is a game-time decision, Dibs, or questionable?
Questionable, like yeah, questionable, which essentially makes him a game-time decision with right ankle soreness. It sounds like it's the kind of injury where, you know, you see how it feels when you get to the arena. He'll be there anyway, and maybe you run up and down and say, oh, I'm good to go, or no, I need another day. I would bet if you could bet on it, and you know, lately I've been betting on just about everything thanks to hashtag Ride the Goo. I would say that he plays tonight, but again, I'm not in Orlando and I'm not his ankle. But
hashtag based Ride on, the Goo.
Yeah, right now we're fading the Goo, unfortunately. That comes up at 118.
Hashtag fade the Goo.
If I was a betting man, I would bet he plays tonight, Stein.
I kind of feel like you're right.
What about what Anthony said, Stoney? All these teams are playing possum. That dude was laying on the ground like something had popped. So I can't believe I didn't even go back to maybe, you know, it's that knee and not that ankle. You know, so, I mean, just a couple games ago, and he had that great soundbite after, and now he's not playing, and hopefully if Dibs is not right and he's not out, you know, this is what happens, my neck and my back as you get older.
Keep in mind, Dibs is the worrier of the show.
There you go.
So he'll worry about Draymond until Draymond plays again.
He was just playing the best basketball, that's all. Assisted.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, what you said about his body is true. You know, my neck and my back and his knees. And, you know, you see him late in games when the game's in hand, and he's got multiple ice packs.
No,
you know,
he's got
double packs on the knees, and he usually has a pack on the shoulder. And, you know, that's... It's partly why you love him, because he puts it all out there when he plays, but he's never going to be 82 games a year, 35 minutes a night. His body can't withstand that. As much basketball as he's played and the way he plays, can you ever think of a game, Steiny, where he channeled his inner wig and just kind of, and I just get a drift? He may have games where he doesn't look to score, or he doesn't have a ton of assists, or maybe he doesn't have a great rebounding game, but he's involved in the proceedings. So, you know, Wiggins can play 38 of the quietest minutes 82 different times, and you don't worry about his durability.
If you're asking if Draymond may put in the earbuds and listen to some smooth jazz while he's playing, the answer's no. The answer's no. You know, that's a good one. I've never seen Draymond float. I've seen him be not very good.
Of course, but even when he's not very good, he probably has four fouls and either a flagrant or a technical because he's trying so hard. He's frustrated and he's so a part of it that, like, even the biggest boneheaded play or the smartest, dumbest play or the dumb, smite, whatever he called that, that at least was him trying to be aggressive in the moment. You know, it wasn't like, oh, what do I do? Heavens.
When I think of Draymond, Dibs, I think even at his worst, he's still probably their best defender with Clay hurt. Yeah. And even at his worst, he's still going to help Steph Curry. Or let's just say he knows how to help Steph Curry. But I tell you what, Kyle asked a very intriguing question before the show.
Kyle's brilliant.
About Andrew Wiggins. And the question was, is Andrew Wiggins now an asset? And I thought that was fascinating because we've heard a lot of people say, you know, they can't get off Wiggins' contract even if they wanted to. Minnesota was so happy to get off it. I think he might be a little bit of an asset, to tell you the truth, if you're willing to take on his money.
Yeah. So I would say you better be an asset, you know, but there's how many Wiggins when I talk about how many guys with his mindset that do the Smokey Robinson, they're cruising Dibs. They look the part. They're not playing bad, but they're not going to give you enough to where you're like, this dude's a superstar. But I do, to answer Kyle's question, there's probably 29 other teams that would view him as an asset. But when you talk about the money and put that in the equation, they don't add up because I don't feel like you're getting what he's earning. And that's been the question throughout his whole career.
Let me throw this one at you. Throw out money. Throw out money. Who would you rather have, Oubre or Wiggins?
Oubre. I'd rather have Oubre. I mean,
interesting.
I think that, you know, damn. Andrew Wiggins is your fourth best player, then that's, you know, it's a nice piece, but it's kind of like the Harrison Barnes effect where you're not going to – and Harrison Barnes, better defender than Andrew Wiggins, I would say, better rebounder as well. I'd probably take Harrison Barnes over Andrew Wiggins, quite frankly, as I spin myself right round, baby, right round, like a record, Steiny.
That
round,
is
round,
rat,
round, round.
I believe.
No, that would be round and round. What goes around comes around. I'll tell you why. This was the pop song in the 80s.
Who sang it?
The dude who wore the makeup. It's escaping me right now.
I thought Rat. And what a perfect name for a band. We could put Rat on the table.
Yeah.
Rat. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, if we had Board Op, who was
Rushmore. Yeah. Ray Ratto. Yeah.
Mount Ratmore. Yeah.
Rats. Ratmore would be Ratatouille. Got to be up there. I would.
First of all, Ratner from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's a great.
DeBone's best friend, Ratner. You know, spoiler alert. He finally gets it done in the end. But yeah.
Gotcha.
DeBone was there first.
And we were talking about big game. According to 530, big game means the following: deer, elk.
There we go.
Nelson Bighorn sheep. European wild pigs and their hybrids, genus
yeah,
sus,
of course.
Black bear, the pronghorn antelope.
Yeah, tough.
And wild pigs and wild boars. Those are all big game, according to the 530. And you know the 530, I think that's up in Portland. And you
why
can go
would you
big...
hunt something that could hunt you back, like a wild boar? My dad's Navy buddies, we go hunting. I don't want the bears can come at deer ain't gonna do nothing but run from you. This when I hunt, it's a one way street. Dibs, those boars can come get you, buddy. I've seen men running, going the other way, life on the line. I'm out.
You gotta live on the edge. You're like Alabama scheduling San Jose State. You know, let's get you a tough road game. Yeah, you're in the deer farm. These poor deer have nowhere to run.
I value my life, though.
They're down 56-0 before the fourth quarter even starts. They're going to a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Let's get you a tough road game.
Let's get you in the safari with nothing but a bow and arrow. See how tough you are then. 6.5-point dogs at Happy Valley.
Oh, man.
6.5-point dogs on the Serengeti.
Totally.
Hey,
totally.
Goo, are you serious about wild boars? They'll attack you?
Man, they will come attack you, man. And
yes.
So will a bear. My dad's Navy buddies.
Wow.
Jim. He would hunt bear. Bear. His name was Jim. Lived in Oregon. Still lives in Oregon. He would hunt bear. People don't understand bear. You know how fast a bear is? I used to think, oh, bear is slow and fat. A bear can move. Why would you want to hunt something that can get you? That's what you call a bad day.
What's the animal
that's soft?
What's the animal goo that if it comes after
you,
as long as you zigzag, you're going to be fine? Is that a bear?
Sound like it could be. I'm guessing they're a zebra. I hadn't heard that one, the old zigzag.
Well, here's the other thing.
It's an alligator.
Oh, it's an alligator. You want to zigzag?
Wow.
Okay. Well, that comes in handy. Sometimes I'm in South Carolina. So. And then how about this one, Dibs, that I heard? Let's say you're in the middle of the prairie. Okay, and there's a herd of Mustangs coming at you, like dozens and dozens and dozens. Apparently, they say just stand still, and they will go around you. But if you run, you're going to get trampled.
No doubt. And you can stand still, and if one of them runs you over, you're fine as long as you're outside the dotted area underneath the hoop. It'll be a charge. It'll be a charge. Well, the thing is, the Mustangs don't want to hit you almost as much as you don't want to be hit, when in reality, you don't want to be hit a lot more than they don't want to hit you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you pretty much trust. And by the way, the Bulls, if you're ever running with the Bulls in Pamplona, different story. If you stand still, they will seek you out and try to gore you.
Right. Not Al Gore you.
Or Frank Gore you.
Real
or
Gore
Tipper
you.
Gore you.
Nah, that's a good one.
I never understood that. Where's
or
the glory
Goran Ivanisevic,
the
great left-hand tennis player. Me either, Goo. I'm all for thrills. Like, when I was in New Zealand, I bungee jumped at the off the Kawaru Bridge. Perfectly good bridge. Bungee jumped about 140 feet or whatever. Oof. But you got the cord on, and you know you're not going to die. But it's a little scary. But for me, running with the Bulls, there's no safety net. You either get away or you die.
Yeah, now we've seen videos of
I don't know if I'd...
Let me help you. You wouldn't, Steiny.
No. Honestly, I know. I think I might. I could be talked into bungee jumping, but you know, my daughter and Susan went. They went skydiving about 6 months ago. Like jumping out of a I'm out. They're like, you want to come? I'm like, no chance.
Yeah.
But they did it.
I wouldn't bungee jump now as a 50-something, but at the time I was late 30s. So different story now. You know, I get
just
worried
body-wise?
Walking down. Just the idea, you know, the fear factor. I have trouble walking down my slippery concrete steps. I mean, that's enough of a thrill for me now with shoes that maybe don't have great tread on them.
Is there anything, like when you bungee jump and you hit the bottom point, does it snap or is it smooth kind of?
The crazy thing is, so you go head first.
Okay.
And, you know, they won't push you, Goo, because you have to do it yourself. So you get to the edge of the platform and then you dive out. And as you're zooming down, the immediate part is like there's a feeling of like euphoria. This is cool. But then your brain kicks in at a moment where you're plummeting into this creek. You're going to die. And right at the moment that your brain flashes that thought, you feel the pull of the cord. And you go, don't.
I'm good.
And then you go, bang, you bounce back up. And on the way back up, it's like, oh, my God, that was incredible. Then a couple more bounces, and a guy comes over in a boat, hands you the pole. You grab the pole, and he slowly reels you in, and then they disconnect you, and the next person gets ready to go. It's crazy.
Man, wow. I wouldn't like to just be hanging there from the rope. Yeah, I'd be
it's
like,
a
get
good
that
hang.
Boat
worthy,
over.
Yeah. Huh?
Just trust in everything. Things happen now.
The cord that you're, you know, you have a full harness, and you're totally secure, and then the bungee cord itself is thick, like almost like a telephone pole thick. With like millions of rubber bands all interwoven. So you see that the thing's not going to snap, you know?
Right. And
but you tell yourself it's not going to snap. And then when you're halfway down, all you're thinking of is gone. It's over.
Dude, I did one of those zip lines, and that's the same feeling for like a split second. And I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Once you get going on it, though, you're like, this is kind of cool. And then you're like, all right, now I want it to be over. The 650 says he ran with the Bulls twice. I got tossed around by the Bull the second time. Oh, interesting. And then and it's an alligator that you'll want to zigzag from. Interesting. Yeah, Dibs. Oh, I thought
No, it's great. Alligator. Because alligator has trouble lateral. I don't think alligators have ACLs. So the whole idea of planting and, you know, being able to move left, it's difficult.
And that's what we're worried about when Clay comes back, to tell you the truth, his lateral movement. Will he be Clay again, or will he become the alligator?
An alliclator.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
You could have let his segue, his transition stand alone there. That was a time where you didn't need to come over the top. Steiny had shown such growth there.
Thanks, Dibs. I appreciate it.
DTs.
I really do.
I was day drinking.
You can tell we got a throw mat with the cord wrapped around his neck to bungee jump. Hey, 510, there's not.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
So have the cord around Steinmetz's neck when he boy, that's
oh, stop,
that's another man. Level, dude.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I mean, I probably shouldn't have texted that in. I mean, what?
Give it to me. Hey, the Warriors, of course.
Uh-oh.
4 o'clock tip-off today against the Orlando Magic. And 2:30, J.D. and Ryan Covey will have the pregame. And looking forward to that one. The Warriors, 16-13, climbing the standings as we speak. So I can't wait till that game tonight. And as Dib said, it's a back-to-back this weekend, and then there's a couple days off, and another back-to-back for the Golden State Warriors. All right, when we come back, the 49ers we're going to get into because there's still some football news going on, and the 49ers continue to have questions about their quarterback. We're going to get into it on the other side at 95.7 The Game, and it's brought to you by Safeway. Safeway is proud to bring you only the finest produce from local growers straight from the farm to the store to your table. This week, save on asparagus and vine-ripe tomatoes, just $1.88 a pound, and premium green and red seedless grapes, also $1.88 a pound.
Time for the Exergen temperature check. It's 57 degrees and cloudy in Livermore.
Tom Sports Station.
Now, back to Stynie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
This is 50 Cent.
Yeah, when he was hot.
50 Cent Friday.
The whole day's been 50 Cent, Steiny.
Yeah.
Who makes, you know what? With all due respect, that decision better have been made by either Kyle, Guru, or Dibs.
Well, Joe Spadoni informed me it's a 50 Cent Friday tomorrow when I knew I was filling in. So just doing my job around here, man. Just listening.
Yep.
Who decides what kind of Friday it's going to be?
Spadoni on the ones and twos.
As part of the Phil Collins, you know, one, Dibs.
Right, because we put the kibosh on the 40-year-old references, so we tried to freshen it up with the 50 Cent.
Be better at your job.
We're trying, Bob. We're trying.
3 in a row tonight.
One rejoin at a time, yeah.
Yeah, they can get their first three-game win streak of the season. Golden State Warriors, 16-13. Incredibly exciting season, I will say that. And I don't know if I saw it coming or didn't see it coming, but I didn't think I was going to be excited for Warrior games like I've ended up being. It's like, hey, cool, yeah, Warriors play today at 4. Yes, sir. And then it's like, yeah, tomorrow too, you know? And then you'll be like, no, they don't play for a couple days. You know what I mean? I kind of like that.
Think about this a couple seasons ago. If you had this 4-game trip with KD, Steph, Clay, and Dre. At Orlando, that's a tune-out. They're win by 23. At Charlotte, please. There's no chance I'm watching that. They win that
30.
One by it's an ugly game, but they win by 11. And then the Knicks, you'd probably tune in just for a little bit because it's the Big Apple and something about Madison Square. But all due respect to Market Square, you're not watching the Pacer game. But, Goo, with this team, you're watching every dribble, every pass, every moment of this because it's so interesting. It's so exciting.
And listen, we love everybody on the team, but Steiny, you can attest to this. When we found out minutes before tip that Dre wasn't playing, and we've been talking about what he provides and what the offense and how dependent the offense is on him, you can't tell me that didn't help the others, as I like to call them, their confidence that they got that win over the Miami Heat, that they came back from 19 down without Draymond. And that's why I feel like this is the perfect road trip. You think the two teams with Charlotte and Orlando starting tonight to where you can stay hot with or without Draymond. That had to go a long way.
Yeah, I'm with Dibs. I'm thinking of Durant, Clay, Steph, and Draymond going into God, what's their name of the arena now? Not the Amway Center, somewhere in Orlando. 30. Curry doesn't play the fourth. We're getting him ready for Charlotte. Now here comes Charlotte. Hey, Clay, go shut down LaMelo Ball. Have some fun today. Okay, I'll go do that. LaMelo Ball, 2-for-11. Warriors, 119. Charlotte, 96.
And they would load manage the crap out of this whole trip.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them would play all four. You know, two back-to-backs. Are you kidding me? It'd be like, all right, we'll go with Klay and Draymond in the first one. Then we'll go Steph and KD in the second one. And, you know, raise your hand if you feel like playing tonight.
It's dead now.
It's all hands all on deck all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The there's other news in the Bay Area regarding football. And the question is, does it impact the San Francisco 49ers? And I'm thinking this is something we're going to have to stay on top of all year. Carson Wentz is going to the Colts. Obviously, Goff has been traded. Stafford has been traded to the Rams. Goff, obviously, to the Lions. Deshaun Watson is still out there. Has been kind of quiet on his side of the fence, if you will. But there's another quarterback who's out there that some people think is somewhat intriguing. And let me throw this at you guys, and Goo, you go ahead and have at it first. The Jets are widely expected to use the number two pick in the NFL draft on Justin Fields or Zach Wilson, making Sam Darnold expendable after Adam Gase nearly destroyed his career. And they're looking at essentially a second-round pick, and they might deal Darnold for a second-rounder. You in?
The fan? I'm in.
Because, you know, 49ers, yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo, what do you think?
I'm in, Stani, and I think I'm in because I believe Darnold in the right situation or the same situation under Kyle Shanahan's tutelage that Jimmy's in. Dan Dibley, I think he's a better – he offers more. He has more weaponry in regard to his natural gifts as being a quarterback. The fan in me, I you know, we talked about it, no shade at Jimmy, but I feel like, you know what, I want to see a different Niner movie. I want to see a different Niner quarterback. And Sam Darnold with Kyle Shanahan, you can't tell me he would be worse than what Jimmy would give you. So I would be all on board on him throwing to Ayuk, Kittle, and Debo. Wow.
It would be competition. And if the price is a second-round pick, so you bring in Darnold, you lose your second-round pick. So now you have number 12, and then you don't have another pick again until the end of the third round, your compensatory selection for the Robert Saleh hiring. So now you only have one pick in the top 100. So how much more can you improve the roster around? Now, if you deal a second-round pick and you bring in Darnold, can you trade Jimmy G and get a second-round pick coming back the other way? I mean, that to me would make it appetizing. Otherwise, I just don't think that Darnold, even if he is an upgrade over Jimmy G, and they would have to compete for the spot, and whoever wins out in that QB battle, neither one I think is significantly better than the other at the expense of a second-round pick. So unless there's another shoe to drop, I wouldn't want to give up a second-round pick just to get Darnold to come in and compete.
Yeah, let me throw that at you, Goo, because to me there's two different things. Do you bring Darnold in with Garoppolo here, or in theory, if you tack on to what Dibbs said, let's say, you know, okay, you get Darnold for a second-round pick. Now you move Jimmy Garoppolo for a pick or two. Do you want Darnold in here without Garoppolo? See, that
they can't coexist. Yeah, they can't coexist. Jimmy would be ruined from the simple fact that it would be a demotion after you told me you love me. The fact that you're bringing him in here and now I got to compete for what was already mine. Just tell me you don't love me or you don't think I could get it done. But I don't think they could coexist. And I'll say this, Dibs, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm erasing his whole career with the Jets. I can do that. It's my pencil. I got the eraser. Darnold coming out of college, he was the ish. And you know what I mean? Like, he met every barometer of this dude's Garoppolo, you know, I'm not hating. He didn't come out with that fanfare. So what I'm saying is, when you judge him whole and healthy, both of them, I don't think it's a contest. Darnold's the better quarterback with the better arm and pedigree.
Well, Darnold is an ish, but the F is silent. He's a fish. And until he does something, you don't get to pull out your eraser and erase it, because everything is in pen, Guru. Us on the radio, this is in pen. If you say something, you can't come back and say, well, I was kidding. I didn't mean to say X, Y, and Z. You said it.
Get away.
It's on the record. Yeah, so as much as Sam Darnold is better than he has shown so far. I agree with you there. You don't get to erase it. Now, you can use whiteout and try to blot it out that way, but you can still see on the paper there's something there. There's no erasing 4 years in the National Football League.
How many, like when you wrote a term paper in college, let's say, how many, what was the max number of whiteouts you could use before you just say, you know what, I got to start over now because they're not going to take this? The professor.
Great question. And this goes back to the days of the typewriter, because now you just reprint the page. You know, this was, remember the old word processor, the first one where it was kind of a hybrid between a typewriter and a computer. You had that tiny screen and you entered everything in there and then you hit print and you hope that it printed correctly. And then, I misspelled that. And you'd little white out. But the correct answer, Steiny, was, there was no limit for me. I would white out as much as possible as opposed to what? Reprint or retype? Hit the pike.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 real quick. Where are you right now if you're a 49er fan on the quarterback position? Would you actually bring Darnold in here to be the starter? Would you bring Darnold in here to compete with Garoppolo? Or you don't want any part of Sam Darnold, 888-957-9570. Goo, are you convinced Darnold's better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
I do. And, again, it's the caveat of what Kyle Shanahan can do to Darnold and what he can salvage. And I don't think this guy's been in the league 8 or 9 years and it's been so bad. It's been a quick four. It's been a bad four. But you are a product of your environment.
Not a stretch four.
And I'm going to say this. Kyle must think he can fix everything because he brought Rosen in here. Now, I know he's to be the backup or the third or what have you, but, I mean, if he's looking at Rosen like he's salvageable, I mean, damn, he's got to be looking at Darnold like he's a rookie, Dibs. Like, let's go.
Unfortunately, he's not a rookie because he's got scars. And that's where, and I think about not Derek Carr, but David Carr, a guy who was overdrafted. He was number one overall, wasn't he? David Carr? And he got pilloried in Houston, and he was never the same, not only because turned out he wasn't that great, but he had scars, Guru. He got beat up, and Sam Darnold, to that same extent, he'd been beat up by the New York media and been beat up being on the Jets. So I don't know if – and, you know, Rosen, same thing. These guys, they aren't as good as they were in college because now they got that – battered QB syndrome.
Yeah, Guru, I'm a little, I don't know if Darnold's, I don't think
just
Darnold's
say it,
better than
say it.
Right.
You I got mean, me doing my Andrew Dice Clay now. No, my, say it, Sam Kinison. Just say it. Yeah. Say it.
Kyle Shanahan is not the kind of guy who's going to bring in Darnold without Garoppolo being there, I think. I mean, that's the one thing, Goo, right? I mean, he said the only way we're getting off Jimmy is if we got somebody who's better. And I don't know that he thinks Darnold is
but
better.
But what signal are you sending Garoppolo if you have – if you? No, I'm not looking at it from that point. It's the handwriting's on the wall. We thought you were in love with me. Now
Guru,
you're bringing somebody home?
Guru, you were just talking about how you wrote stuff in pencil with an eraser. You can erase the handwriting on the wall. You can get rid of that now.
I'm just saying this was Jimmy Garoppolo's. This was his. It was his boat, and now you're bringing somebody in to now he's got to compete to be the captain when he was already the captain. And you said it from a fan standpoint, Stoney. Don't you want something new for the Niners, though? Wouldn't you? It's something eating at you, like just even if it don't work, just for the sake of change. I mean, Jimmy. Hey, I'm not hating on Jimmy. He's not. Where do you slot him in the NFC West quarterback rankings? I got him fourth.
Where do you put Darnold?
Fourth.
See, that's the unknown.
Rosen, fourth?
No. Look at Kyle. That's the Darnold with the Jets and Gase. I'm talking about the Darnold that would hook up with Kyle. And that's what I'm talking about. See, that's why
I'm
excited.
Who do you put him ahead of?
He would still be fourth.
Okay. Well, I'm different. Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, radio.com, sports station. This segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Sam Darnold, bring him in here to compete, but you can't. You can't just give him the starting job. Although, where are you on that, Dibs? Are you worried about Jimmy's feelings?
No, I never have been.
Jimmy's I'm not saying
porn star Jimmy. He's a grown man. He's not a fragile rookie. He's, you know, it's one thing for Guru to be worried about James Wiseman and what happens to a 19-year-old rookie who now has to come off the bench, which I poo-pooed that in and of itself. These are professionals. These are men. These are people who understand the nature of it. Even if you're a rookie, you understand the nature of this. And if you're Jimmy Garoppolo and you're getting paid $25 million a year and you miss most of the year because you're injured and you realize that you had a play to make in the Super Bowl and you didn't make it, that doesn't mean that he lost you the game or that that play would have won you the game. But I guarantee you he's well aware of how close he came to winning a Super Bowl, and he's also aware of his contract situation. So we don't need to feel bad for him. It's not like the team is tiptoeing behind his back. They've told him up front, we like you, Jimmy, but they also know that, and he knows, that they're going to try to upgrade every position at every moment, because if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job.
I hear you, but give me this, Donnie. The Niners know, and I believe I know, just how good Garoppolo is. He's shown you the good, he's shown you the bad. If you're telling me there's another level to his game that will come out if you bring in competition, I'm not buying that. That's all I'm saying. You know, you could bring in competition. You think that's going to make him, you know, two or three levels better as a quarterback? No, you already know his strengths and his weaknesses. And obviously, to me, it signals that you're not confident in just how good he can be if you bring in Darnold or if you wouldn't brought him onto your team.
What about this, though, Goo? You don't have to frame it like that if you're the Niners. And here's what I would do. And if he thinks he sees through this, fine. I would go up to Jimmy Garoppolo and say, look, you're our quarterback. And would we like to upgrade your position? We'd like to upgrade every position. But here's the deal, Jimmy. You haven't been able to stay healthy for us. We have to protect ourselves this year because if you get hurt, we're done. We're done. So we have to have somebody behind you that we think we can win with. Maybe that's the way to sell it to him. Like, Jimmy, you've been banged up. What do you want us to do?
I get you. Yeah, and what equity does he have to be pissed off? You know, the best ability is availability. And you're right, Sonny. They could say it just like you said it, or they don't even owe him that. Dibs, we ain't talking about a 19-year-old. You pointed it out, but damn, you haven't been healthy, son. So we got to bring somebody in here. We don't owe you we don't got to whisper sweet nothings and hope your panties aren't in a bunch because we brought in another quarterback.
Well, if his panties are in a bunch, then you've got a bigger problem than just not having a good enough quarterback, because this is a grown man who's been around the National Football League long enough to understand the nature of the business. And that's all, you know, all athletes, you can't get upset by chatter or by the team trying to upgrade your position. You got to be, you know, you got to be a man about it, man to man. And it's just the nature of sports and the nature of team sports, because if you're in that locker room, let's say you're Jimmy Garoppolo and you're good friends with Lakin Tomlinson,
all right,
and you know, the best guard in football all of a sudden becomes available, the kid for Indianapolis, and you know, you bring him in, and so, yeah, thank you, Quentin Nelson. And are you going to say, no, I don't want to have the best guard in football, nice pull, Steiny, because I'm good friends?
Well,
you know what I'm saying, though, Goo? It's like, you got to look to upgrade every position at all times.
What about this, Goo, I was thinking about? And tell me, Goo, if this analogy's fair or not. Let's say you're Kendrick Bourne last year. Yeah, nice little receiver. He's got his place on the roster, and the 49ers make a trade, and the San Francisco 49ers select Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, Arizona State. What's Kendrick Bourne think at that point? So is that this, like, what would be the difference between Kendrick Bourne feeling a certain kind of way or Jimmy feeling a certain kind of way? It's kind of the nature of the beast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Kendrick Bourne, to me, the difference is he's not QB1, Stoney. You can have three receivers. He's not Jerry Rice. So I don't think he has enough credentials or done enough to where, you know, that would throw him off or be like, oh, man, what signal are you trying to send? I'll just say this. I see a parallel.